All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
This is Krista Ness reporting from occupied Palestine.
The Israeli military is building an 8-meter high and 10-meter deep so-called security wall.
That's right, it's 8 meters high, which is about 20 to 25 feet high. It is going to be 360 kilometers long. The purpose is to separate the Palestinian territory from Israel. The idea is that it will be like a Berlin Wall. It will have sensors, motion sensors. It will have observation posts every 300 meters. And there'll be a road that runs along it, so it'll be patrolled by Israeli soldiers. And the idea is that nobody from the West Bank will be able to travel to Israel. Now, that also means that no Israelis will ever have contact with the Palestinians either. It is, I think, a response to a failed policy that Israelis have not been able to stop Palestinians from going into Israel to seek work, has stopped militants from going into Israel to cause havoc. And so the thought is that we'll just build a wall and we'll be able to prevent anybody from the northern part of the West Bank to enter Israel.
Stop the occupation.
All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
Stop the occupation.
Caterpillar is the company that supplies the D9 Caterpillar. They're 60 tons. The Israelis have armored them so that small arms fire will not harm the driver. And they're huge. Nothing really can stand in their way. They just go right through everything. Caterpillar has said that it has no responsibility for selling these bulldozers to Israelis because all they're doing is selling bulldozers. They can't be responsible for what they do with them. In San Francisco, an activist group performed a citizen's arrest of the board of directors of Caterpillar as they held a meeting and charged them with war crimes.
All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
Stop the occupation. Block O is flooded again with sewage. Israeli-driven Caterpillar bulldozers have created another wall of demolished homes from the debris, bed springs, plastic, the sheep, the crumbled cement that used to be the houses. This new wall, near the 8-meter-high, 8-meter-deep separation wall that looms into the sky that the Israeli military is destroying Rafah to build, is creating another flood of sewage. I saw only one person in this area of Block O today, an elderly man walking on mud flats in order to avoid the sewage invading his home. Stop the occupation.
In order to build this wall, they've got this idea about how many houses they have to demolish, like how far they have to go, and they're actually going in much further. And, you know, we thought they were finished with Block O because they've already built the wall in that area, and they already demolished most of the houses. They already ruptured all the sewage lines and destroyed the water supply in that area. And so there's almost none of it left anyway. But the idea that they came back in and destroyed 21 more homes makes most of us think that they're just not going to stop until they've demolished all of the towns and all of the camps. And many people think there's just going to be a full-on massacre in all of the Gaza Strip, which happens slowly on a daily basis. I mean, there's a slow death occurring there, but outright killings, people think, are going to increase. People are really just bracing themselves, and of course, the Gaza Strip is a prison. You can't leave it if you're Palestinian, so there's nowhere for the people to go to hide. There's nowhere for them to go to reach safety. I mean, this is it, and the people know it. They say, what can we do? There's nowhere to go. They sit in their houses, and they wait, if they're lucky enough to have a house.
Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. This is Krista Ness reporting from occupied Palestine.